Loving hears a hush, 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 and she's falling asleep to the sound.
My name's Marion Duggan, and I'm the Artistic Director of Murmuration Arts. And we are running a project in Crawley called Nightlight Lullabies in partnership with Leonardsley Gardens and Crawley Museum. And we've been funded by Heritage Lottery.
So that's very exciting. But what is that and who's that aimed for?
We are running a six-week online Zoom workshop for parents that live in Crawley. And through those workshops, we'd love to talk to parents about their experience of becoming a parent. So what they thought parenthood would be like before they had children, and then what the reality of that was like, and talk to them about if they sing to their children, what songs they sing. And then what we'd like to do over the course of the 6 weeks is collectively write a lullaby for Crawley. And so we're working with a fantastic writer called Mercedes Kemp. She works with a theatre company called Wildworks, and she'll be sort of helping us by asking us questions and that we can respond to and share information about ourselves. And hopefully it's a really good way to meet other parents that live in the area, form connections with them. And our lullaby that we write will then be presented at Crawley Museum throughout April and May as part of an exhibition called The Rites of Passage. And so we'll have a giant crescent moon that people can sit on, and within the moon there is a speaker, and that will be playing our lullaby. And we will we'll get some professional singers to record our lullaby, and it will be edited together as something to preserve for our parents that they can keep for years to come. Hopefully they might sing it to their children in years to come, or you know, it could be something that gets passed on through families, this lullaby for Crawley that we'll write together.
That sounds brilliant.
Falling leaves through the trees, I know I'm going home to lay my head down.
We presented work at Lensley Illuminated last winter, and for that outing we wrote a lullaby, so a lullaby for Leonardsley. And so that's we wrote that with the parents. So the names of the children that you can hear in this lullaby are the names of the parents that we worked with last year.
Henry sings and he's falling asleep to the sound.
The first workshop starts the 1st of February. It's between 10 and 11, and it's every week until the 8th of March, including the 8th of March. Do the parents that are involved have to be at each workshop? I know that it's free. All of them are free, but can people dip in and out? What is your preferred?
Ideally, people would come to as many that as of the workshops they can as possible, so that we get that continuity and really get to feel like we're a group, cohesiveness. But obviously, I'm a parent myself. I understand things happen. There's lots going on in the world. I'm not going to mention the big C, but you know, there is lots going on in the world. And so we understand that some people might not be able to come to all of our sessions, but you know, that would be our aim. But we need to be flexible at the moment, now more than ever. But also what we are looking for is connection, and hopefully this will be a way for us to feel really connected together.
Mia hears the drip, drip, drop, and she's falling asleep to the sound.
We're going to have a private view at the museum on the 31st of March, where we'll invite the parents that have come on Zoom with their families, their loved ones, to come together. You know, we'll try and make a big fuss of them, have some nice food to share, and have a sort of celebration at the end of the project to say thank you to them for their time. We are also offering every family that takes part a set of family tickets to Enchanted Leonardsley, which will be happening in July and August, which is a really wonderful woodland walk where you see singing and music and theatre, and they have like a fun fair and different things like that. So anyone that takes part will get a set of family tickets to take their family to Leonardsley and see the entertainment there.
Well, that sounds brilliant. So how can people that want to get involved, the families of Crawley that would like to contribute their ideas and their thoughts and their experience, how can they join in?
So we've got a couple of spots left. So ideally people get in touch with us in the next few days. Drop us an email on info@murmurationarts.co.uk. I'll just spell Murmuration Arts there. It's M-U-R-M-U-R-A-T-I-O-N-A-R-T-S. so murmurationarts.co.uk, or they can send a text or WhatsApp or contact us on any of our social media. So on Instagram, Facebook or Twitter, drop us a direct message via any of those channels, or send a text message, WhatsApp to Parveen on 07908 379 510. That's 07908 379 510.
Falling leaves through the trees.
The main thing for me is that it's about us writing this sort of a lullaby of hope for Crawley, and feeling that we're together, and to find comfort in enjoying each other's company.
Falling leaves through the trees. I know I'm going home to lay my head down.